Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, the call, and purpose of God. And I'm so grateful and thankful that God has chosen us at such a time as this to be his vessels, to be his people, and to see the manifestation of every promise on our lives, that we will see be the light to someone else, that we will be that person, that individual that God will use to be a life of worship to someone else, to be an encouragement to someone else, and even to draw someone to Jesus Christ that they might know them for themselves. God is so awesome because he chooses unlikely people to do an awesome work for him, and he does it by his spirit and his power, his authority, his word, and his grace. He saves us, delivers us, sets us free, and teaches us how to walk in union with him by faith, loving him and loving one another and showing who he is to a world who will never see him unless they see him through us. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We've been looking at unlikely places of blessing, started off with it last year and continuing in it this year, and we're looking at the unlikely place of blessing, and it's dealing with leadership, and we're dealing with David. So we're going to go back to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, and we're going to look some more, dig some more, and get some nuggets about leadership and how God will prepare you in an unlikely place, and he will give you an assignment that you yourself did not get or call yourself to, but God chose you for. When we look at the 18th and 19th chapter of 1 Samuel, we see that God had chosen David for his own. It was not like Saul. Saul was picked by the people, but David was chosen by God. God did not go with the same order, but he chose the order that he wanted. David was the eighth child, and his brothers, the last child, and his brothers were not chosen, but God chose him because of his heart. And God wanted him to be the king that would pant after him, that would bring him glory and live for his glory. We see that David was a mighty warrior. He was a man of valor. He was a team player. He was an obedient servant. And he was favored with God and favored with man, and he was a very effective leader. Many people could not see that when they saw him, but God made him and showed him to be that kind of leader in the eyes of the people. It started in his father's house, and it went to Saul, and then it went to the kingdom or the nation of Israel, and they began to see who he was and saw his leadership after he killed Goliath, and they began to see that. We see that God allowed the soul of Jonathan to be knitted together with David. God allowed a love friendship. And you will see that whenever you're getting ready to go through certain things in your life, God will allow someone to love you and befriend you or come in covenant with you. And that person, that individual, is going to be that which helps you, what encourages you, that helps you through everything that you must endure, even the hard places, the very difficult places. And they will be that individual that can minister or can strengthen you with their words of kindness and love in the time that you need. The Bible lets us see that because of this friendship, there's a covenant that's going to be made between David and Jonathan. We also see that Saul took David and wouldn't let him go home after this, that he wouldn't allow him to go anymore to his father's house, but he kept him around the kingdom, around him. And after he had killed Goliath, he kept him around him. And David and Jonathan made covenant with each other. Jonathan took off his robe, his armor, his sword, his bow, and his belt, and he gave it to David. And when he did this, this action of Jonathan was a symbol that it was a transfer of royal power from Saul's family or from Saul's house upon David. And God was allowing the heir that should have been in line to receive the throne after Saul to now be moved out of the way and know that someone else was going to take that place, that David had been anointed to be king. David went out every place that Saul sent him, and he behaved himself wisely. He carried himself in such a way that people followed him, and he knew how to entreat God's people. The act that he was showing and displaying, these skills that he was showing and displaying, were basically allowing them to see the achievement of his success, the achievement of his character, of what kind of man, type of man that he was. And Saul set David over the men of valor and men of war, and he set him over the men of war because at this particular time, Saul was getting very irritated with David. He was getting very irritated with his success and his victory. And so he was setting him over different things and moving him in different directions. But in all of that, we're going to see that God was with him, that God's hand was on it, that David behaved and treated the people of God with in a way that he had respect. He was a wise man, and he was able to be trusted by God and by Saul in the responsibilities that he was given. You have to be able to behave yourself wisely. You have to be able to entreat God's people the right way, even those who don't know the Lord. You have to be able to entreat them the right way so that people will see the God in you and see the influence that you have and want to follow you in the things that God is saying. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to jump up and start a church. That means that people can follow your leadership and know that you're righteous, that you will give advice that is godly, that you live a life that is godly, and that you're able to give wisdom that is beyond your years, but wisdom that is able to instruct and help others. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to be a pastor, that you're supposed to go out and start a ministry, but it means that God has placed leadership in every last one of us. And it's how we handle that leadership and the way that we respond to that leadership that will determine how he will expand the borders of our leadership role, if he would advance us into other things. So we see here that David himself is now being placed over the men of war, and that even though before David took the throne as king over Israel, he was accepted in the sight of the people, that the people loved and followed David. And even Saul's servants accepted David. Even his servants, they accepted him. And so David became a military hero. He became a military leader for that nation. And after the slaughter of the Philistines, when David and the army and Saul were coming back and returning home, and the women saw them, they began to celebrate. And they began to sing and dance in the street. And what happened was that they were so joyous that they began to sing a song. And the song that they sung basically was a prophecy, because it was speaking of who David was and what David would do and what Saul would do. It would talk about the expansion of David, but almost the limitation of Saul. So God was allowing that David was going to expand and Saul was going to be limited in what he was going to do. And the women began to say, David has killed Saul has slain his 1,000 and David has slain his 10,000. And they begin to say this, and they begin to celebrate as a nation, and they begin to celebrate their military champion, who was David. And when Saul heard this, he became very angry. He became angry within himself, and he said within himself, now what more can he have but the kingdom? Saul in himself knew that now the people's affection had changed. And remember, Saul went after the affection of the people. He lived for the affection of the people, and that's why he was replaced, because he lived for the affection of the people. And now that the affection of the people had changed and gone to David, envy stirred up in him. Anger stirred up in him. Jealousy stirred up in him. The bitterness stirred up in him. And so it stirred up in him because now what he thirsts for and thrives on has now switched. So you have to be careful that you don't allow your passion, your thirst, your hunger to be in the wrong direction, that you always are focused in line with the will of God, that your focus is God, and that you are aligned with his will for your life. So we see that once this happened, now Saul sees David as an enemy, and he does not, now Saul is basically eyeing David. Everything that David does from that day forth, he is watching it. He's watching to see what he's doing, how he's doing it, what his response, and who's going to see his heart in a way that it should not be, because he is in a place of envy. When we see this, we see that God will use you and anyone, and when he uses you, if there are people who don't understand your call and your anointing, they will become envious of you. They will become very jealous of you, and they will seek after you to find out what you're doing and how you're doing it, and they will be very envious because they themselves understand that God has anointed you for purpose, and they don't want to see that purpose coming to fruition, or that God would even use you. But it's not your call, your anointing is not of man, it's of God. And because of that, God is going to make sure that you prosper. You need to keep your heart pure, and you need to walk in a place where you can see the deliverance of God. Saul basically turned against David, and he became jealous. And we see that in him turning, what happens is Saul looked at every activity that David began to do and scornful. Saul tried to kill David with a spear. He tried to kill him again with a spear. He even feared David because the spirit of the Lord was on David, and Saul didn't want David to win any battles. He wanted him to die by the hands of the Philistines. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Process of Their Favorite Life. And we're going to go into detail again tomorrow about this leadership and how God is allowing us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of him and learn of who he is and understand that God is making us. So the things that we go through and we endure are things that are necessary for the process of getting us to the leadership. Be encouraged in your process. Be encouraged in your walk of faith. And we'll see you again tomorrow for another episode. God bless you.